The Octavia Fallon Public Library presents The Three Little Pigs. Once upon a time, there were three little pigs who lived with their mother. Their mother had a talk with the three little pigs one evening before bedtime. She said, "When the sun comes up tomorrow, you will have to find your own way in this world." And the three little pigs thought she was right. Then they fell asleep. The next day, each set out looking for a home they could call their own. The first little piggy saw a man selling hay, so he bought some and built a house out of hay. Meanwhile, the second little piggy saw a man selling sticks by the road. He bought the sticks from him and built a house made out of sticks. A big bad wolf saw the first little piggy building his hay house and thought to himself, that little pig looks nice and juicy. I will eat him. So he went over to the first little piggy's house, but the little pig saw him coming and ran fast into his house to hide. The big bad wolf knocked on the door and said, little pig, let me in. But the little pig said, no, not by the hair on my chinny chin chin. The wolf called again, little pig, let me in, or I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down. The little pig replied, no, not by the hair on my chinny chin chin. So the wolf huffed and puffed and blew the house down. The first little piggy got up and was so scared he ran into his brother's house made of sticks. The big bad wolf followed him, and the two little piggies ran inside the house made of sticks. The big bad wolf knocked on the door, hungry and very angry. And he said, little pigs, let me in. But the little pigs answered, no, not by the hair on our chinny chin chins. The wolf was angry and called again, little pigs, let me in, or I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down. But both pigs answered, no, not by the hair on our chinny chin chins. So the wolf huffed, and he puffed, and he blew the house down. The two little piggies jumped up and ran to their brother's house, which was made out of bricks and stones. The very hungry wolf followed him. He was angry because he had run so far, and he was very hungry. So he banged on the door and yelled, little pigs, let me in. The three little pigs answered, no, not by the hair on our chinny chin chins. By now the wolf was very hungry and very angry. He yelled again, little pigs, let me in, or I'll huff and I'll puff and I'll blow your house down. The three little pigs yelled back, no, not by the hair of our chinny chin chins. So the wolf huffed and puffed and blew as hard as he could, but the house did not fall down. So he tried again. He huffed and he puffed as hard as he could, but nothing happened to the house. Now the big bad wolf was very, very angry and very, very hungry. He looked up and saw the chimney sticking out of the roof. Aha, he said, I will climb down the chimney and eat those three little pigs. And he started climbing up on top of the house. And then the third little piggy had an idea. He began building a fire in the fireplace so that the wolf would think it was too hot to climb down the chimney and into the house. But the wolf was so angry that he kept on climbing down the chimney, and then he fell into the fire. Hooroo! Yelled the wolf, and he jumped up and ran out of the house as fast as he could and never came back. And the three little pigs lived happily ever after. The end.